in a good position in that regard. For example, the Bunagee Link and the N14 Lufferts Letterkenny, about 3 to 4 years work has gone into that through the TENS T programme. $5 million has been invested, and what that has effectively done, it's put those projects a step ahead of the rest of the projects that were listed today. In fact, I would safely say they're about a year and a half ahead of the other projects. And we would be looking at consent at the earliest, late 2019, at the latest early 2020, to start work on those projects, all going well. So we're in the right place. There is a complex queuing system when it comes to giving roads a start, but I'm absolutely delighted today that for the first time we have in a comprehensive capital plan, which is Brexit-proofed and also is integrating into the A5 as well and connecting us to Dublin, the northwest of Dublin, properly for the first time, that this will start moving in the short term.
Every government department's walls are papered with plans and strategy documents and so on. The big question is, what makes this one different?
What makes this one different is, compared to previous strategies and spatial strategies, this is going to be underpinned by legislation. The National Development Plan will be underpinned by legislation. Now, effectively, whether it's the LYT in Letterkenny or the University Hospital Letterkenny or Donegal County Council, they're going to be working now on a 5 to 10 year plan. I'll be working closely with Idris Na Gaeltacht as Minister for the Gaeltacht. And rather than doors being knocked just before the budget every year, what's in the budget for next year, now we work on a business-like model. I believe politics changes after today, where it doesn't become auction politics at election time.